This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Layoffs are on the rise, but odds are America's post-pandemic tight labor market is here to stay. One reason for that is our population is aging, so the total supply of workers is going to grow more slowly. So what happens when you have a tight labor market for a long time? Well, it starts to affect the relationship between managers and workers, for starters. A remote corner of the U.S. near the Canadian border offers some insight. That is where Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell went to kick off his series, A Hot Job Market Where It's Cold as Hell.
There's a number of successful companies in the area and all competing for a great labor pool.
Dave Doherty is president of DigiKey Electronics. It's a privately held global electronics distributor based in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, a town of 9,000 people. DigiKey was founded in 1972 by an amateur radio enthusiast. DigiKey is now a $5 billion revenue giant with operations around the world.
But we've learned some things, and one of the things that DigiKey's always done is cross-train folks.
And there are lots of jobs to train for. DigiKey's headquarters is a mega warehouse with a footprint of more than 22 football fields. DigiKey invests in its 3,600 workers and their individual needs.
DigiKey can be whatever you need it to be. For some, it's a place of stability. Their life is crazy. Maybe they're a single parent or taking care of an elderly parent, and they just want to come someplace and do an honest day's work and be compensated fairly for that. Others don't want to be doing the same job in 6 months. They want to continue to be progress in their career.
Did I mention that winters are very long and very cold in Thief River Falls? Yet there are a number of large companies in the region. Recruiting workers is an incremental process. Retaining workers is key.
So being flexible and adaptable in your solutions with staffing.
Kelly Roth is head of human resources at the Polaris Snowmobile Factory and its 1,400 workers in Roseau, a Minnesota town of some 3,000 that's even farther north.
Maybe the ideal fit is to have 5 full-time regular hires, but you can't get those 5, so you might have 10 part-time hires to meet that need. And the flexibility there of being able to shift those people into your workforce and to have a more agile and nimble workforce that can move around and to do various roles versus highly specialized and only able to work in this one area.
To cope with slow growth in the area's labor force while continuing to expand, DigiKey and Polaris invest in worker skills, encourage employees to change jobs internally, and embrace flexible schedules. The same goes for Marvin Windows in Warroad, Minnesota, a town of 1,800 people. Warroad is home to the fourth-generation family-owned company and its 2,800 employees at headquarters and factory. Jobs at these anchor companies come with good pay and benefits. Bridget Tuck, senior economic impact analyst at the University of Minnesota Extension, says management has learned the importance of developing career paths to retain workers and their families.
To get people from sort of entry-level positions to our more skilled positions and kind of keep them in our communities and moving through that pipeline.
Not bad. Sustained low unemployment in these northern towns can boost wages, improve benefits, strengthen job ladders, and extend careers.